Gardening and You is sponsored by Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. With today's program, here's Becky Litterer.
Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I'm Becky Litterer from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than just the different aspects of gardening. It's how we can help you with garden needs. Sunday this week wasn't too bad. Monday was good till the rain and wind came through. Hope you all were safe. Some did have trouble. Australian family and friends are definitely having their winter as nights are close to 38 Fahrenheit and daytime in the 50s. For them, stay warm, stay safe. Is it just us or do the mosquitoes RSVP to every summer event this year? Whether you're a magnet for bug bites or just tired of being a main course at dusk, we got your back and arms, legs, and ankles. A higher body temperature and more sweat makes you more likely to be bitten. Since sweat attacks mosquitoes, the first step is to wash off any sweat and take many showers. Second, keep your body temperature down or try to go outside in the morning before it gets too warm and humid. Place a barrier between the skin and mosquitoes. Wear loose, light-colored pants and long-sleeved shirts. If you're in a truly infested place, add a head net. Reduce mosquito population in your yard. Eliminate mosquito breeding sites on your property. Mosquitoes need standing water to breed, so empty those puddles, old cans, buckets, and plant pots. If you have a pond, don't worry. Dragonflies love ponds, and they are big mosquito predators. Just don't hang around standing water too long yourself. Cistercian candles have not proven to be effective. However, citronella smoke can repel mosquitoes. If you're camping outside, use mosquito netting around bedding. Spray the netting with fabric-safe insect repellent is a good idea. Mosquitoes hate basil, lime basil, thyme, lemon eucalyptus, catnip, monarda, and coriander. Crush your leaves and rub against your skin for a degree of additional protection. Spray yourself with effective, safe mosquito repellent. Many plants are labeled as insect repelling, as in fact not, specifically the so-called mosquito plant. So here's a few scented plants that actually have insect repelling qualities when used correctly. Lemongrass has proven mosquito repelling abilities thanks to the citronella oil contained with their leaves. The leaves can be crushed and rubbed on bare skin to ward off biting bugs. Lemon thyme is another citrus scented plant that can be used as a tropical insect repellent. Burning sage and lemon thyme on the outside grill, for example, is also effective at keeping nuisance insects away from the immediate area. Lemon balm, like lemon thyme, gives off a scent that is offensive to insects. Apply it tropically. If you're planning to grow it, keep in mind that lemon balm is in the mint family, so confine it to a pot to keep it from spreading like crazy. Lavender has a strong scent that repels moths, flies, fleas, and mosquitoes. Use fresh or dry sunflowers to hang the house or put in your clothing to keep bugs out. Garlic keeps away more than vampires. To be effective against bugs, however, the cloves must be rubbed on the skin, which may end up being more offensive to other human beings than insects. Sadly, consuming garlic hasn't been shown to keep the bugs away. Rosemary may prevent flies and mosquitoes from ruining a cookout. If the bugs are really bad, throw a few sprigs of rosemary on the grill and the romantic smoke will help drive the mosquitoes away. Basil is a culinary herb that does double duty by repelling flies and mosquitoes too. It's one of the most pungent herbs and even gives off a strong scent without its leaves being crushed. If you're looking for insect repelling plant that you can set and forget, basil is your best bet. Good luck with those mosquito bites. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's garage. Larry's surgeon said he could start doing oil changes. If you waited till he gets back, now's the time to give him a call. Thanks and stay safe. The next part of the radio show shares a message I've done for over 29 years. The Lord's word of encouragement is always good to hear. It is hard, but we need to listen, care, and pray for all. Prayers have power. Thanks to all that they tell me, they hear me on the radio, and they enjoy the messages. I'm only the messenger in this message in all I do. I try to have the Lord's hand in all of it. Bible verse is Romans 8:32. He who did not withhold or spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all things? God has good things for you. Some people seem to think the idea of being a Christian, they have to give up everything they enjoy, but that's not true. God is love, he is good, and he wants us to enjoy good things. The Bible says God gives us all things ceaselessly to enjoy, and God loves us so much. He sent his son Jesus to earth to take our sins and give us life, and life more abundantly. There's something to be forever grateful for. Anything God teaches us not to do is only for our benefit. Why obey his commandments? For our own good, according to the word of God. When we receive Jesus, we receive the kingdom of God within us, and the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We can choose to continue living with misery, depression, discouragement, fear, worry, anxiety, guilt, and condemnation. But Jesus wants us to receive freedom from these things. God doesn't want us carrying them around any longer. Through Jesus, we can live the joyful, overcoming, abundant life we are meant to live. Let us pray. Father, help me to realize you have nothing but good things in store for my life. Thank you that even when you correct and instruct me, you are showing me a better way to live. I am grateful for your goodness and the joyful life I can experience in you. In your name we pray, amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Larry and I wanted to wish you all to be safe and stay cool. This is Becky, and Larry Litter wishes you all the blessings.
Gardening and You was brought to you this morning by Becky Litterer at Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. If you have gardening questions or concerns for Gardening and You, stop by or call Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Phone 794-3337 or email Becky at beckmall@netins.net.